rated NG for no go. I have more fun creating these images, by the way. I use the green screen behind me, and I create these images, and then we put them together. So to me, they're just fun little ways of getting across the message of what it is that I'm going to be talking about. Today, we're talking about what I call rated NG. One of the things that I've discovered about successful people, and which is a very difficult thing, and it is a common trait in the reverse of it, rather, is a common trait in the unsuccessful, is that the unsuccessful tend to have a very large go zone. In other words, anything and everything is something that they are willing to try and follow up with and go with, etc. And what we need to have is a large no-go zone. Successful people have a large thing, a large zone in their mind of, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to work, when it comes to this, when it comes to that, as to what they will and will not accept. Now, that sounds bad, but it's not, because people are going to constantly be offering you things throughout your life. You need to make sure that you are deciding on that which is best for you. So, in addition to writing out what it is you want when you're looking for something, be it a car, a relationship, a job, outcome of a conversation, whatever it is, make sure that you have goals for what it is that you want, how it is you'd like to see it go, and make sure that you have a large no-go zone. By that, I mean, let me give you an example of something that happened for me just yesterday. One of my assistants called me very excited about the fact that a speaker bureau that seemed to be very reputable and seemed to do a lot of business every single month had contacted us and wanted to list me as one of their speakers. Now, that's kind of one of the ways that people hire me to speak at their conferences and their events. The most common way is that people hear me speak and then they go, wow, we got to get him too. But there are what are called speaker bureaus, and speaker bureaus want to list speakers with them, and then they get to keep typically 20 to 25% of whatever they sell. So if it's a $5,000 event, they make what, $1,000 to $1,250. It's basically it's a matchmaking service for speakers and companies. And a lot of companies really trust speaker bureaus because speaker bureaus act as a buffer between them and having to deal directly with the speaker and his or her team. So we got contacted yesterday by this speakers bureau, which I said, and assistant really looked into them, checked them out, went into their website, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the guy had quite a story. And the bottom line of the story was he wanted me to pay him $300 to be listed on his bureau. And he then wanted me to pay him an additional $500 to be promoted heavily within his bureau. And my no-go when it comes to speakers, bureaus, period, end of story, is that I do not pay anyone to feature me as a speaker. Here's why. I've got several speakers bureaus that have me listed. What happens when I first get started with them? I give them all my information, they promote me, etc. And then after a while, sometimes it can be that first week, sometimes it can take a few months, sometimes a year, but they'll get someone to hire me. When that person hires me and is thrilled with me, which is just simply the way it is, then they are really motivated to promote me, and they really do. And we begin to have a good long-term relationship wherein they bring me multiple clients over the years. Now, they make, like I said, 20 to 25%. And so I don't feel, my idea is that I'm not going to pay someone to be listed. It was just like when I was becoming an author, I wanted a real agent. There were people out there who said, oh, you pay me and I'll be your agent. So I want to deal with people who are legitimate and people who are really representing quality speakers. That's the other thing. If anyone can pay to be on your website, then Will Bowen is being listed right next to somebody who may or may not have done their first Rotary Club speech. And I've been speaking professionally for 25 years. So my no-go, period, is I will not pay to be on a speaker bureau website, period. It's a model that some speakers bureaus have gone to. And if they're doing enough business by generating enough clients, then they don't need to do that. That's my feeling for that. So this assistant called me and was very excited about this, and I explained. I said, let me remind you that we have a policy that we do not work with speakers bureaus that charge us. And then she started to explain to me about, you know, why it was something to consider. And I said, finally, I said, the answer is going to continue to be no. Now, that's not to say you don't review policies and look at things on a case-by-case basis. But the problem is we get into relationships, jobs, situations, because we don't realize what our no-go zone is. In other words, this part is unacceptable. I was talking with someone the other day, and she had a dating profile on one of the dating apps. And in her dating profile, it states, must love dogs, period. Her no-go is, if you don't love dogs, then you're not right for me. Nothing bad. I don't mean anything negative towards you or anything like that, but we're just not a match. So today I want to ask you to consider, what are your no-goes? Now, I'm not talking about strong opinions. I'm not talking about political standpoints, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's one of my no-goes. I won't get on the elevator in my building if someone else is on there. Period. I'll just take the stairs if I need to, or I'll call the elevator again. Because we have a very small elevator and we're in the middle of a global pandemic, and most people who come down here as tourists think that being a tourist makes you immune, so they just don't wear masks. So that's one of my no-goes. I just simply don't get on an elevator if the other person is not wearing a mask, or if the other person is even on the elevator, because it's just unsafe. So when it comes to your life, it's important to not only think about what it is you want, but to create what my friend John McClain, Reverend John McClain, used to call an unacceptable list. In other words, for me, as I started thinking about hopefully, you know, way back months ago, I started thinking about, you know, someday I want to have a relationship again, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And as I thought about it, there was a lot of things that I was hoping to find in another person. And there were some things that were absolute no-goes. And the no-goes tend to go from where you already have gone. In other words, I dated a woman in my 20s who smoked, but she said she was going to quit and wanted to quit. Well, as an ex-smoker, I just really don't like the smell. It's in your clothes, your hair, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So part of my list of an absolute no-go was, I just don't want to date someone who smokes. And the other thing was, a negative person, a really down negative person. I mean, we all have down negative times, and sometimes we don't realize that we're being so, myself included, is what I'm talking about. I'm not trying to exonerate myself. I'm trying to implicate myself here and say that we all have times like that. And yet for the overall, right? So when it comes to your life, when it comes to your health, when it comes to your friendship, so often you'll find yourself accepting things, and then you'll accept more and more over time. And the reason it's important to have a no-go list is, or to understand clearly why you should have a no-go list, is that situations are always going to provide offsetting benefits that will make you reconsider your list. Here's what I mean. If we had looked at this speaker bureau website yesterday and it had been cheap, not well done, if the person had not come across as being intelligent and professional, then my assistant would have immediately wanted to write him or her off. But because it looked really great, it got us, myself included, for about 6 seconds to reconsider my no-go. And so there's always going to be offsetting things in a relationship, in a job, etc. In a situation, there is transactional analysis that is going on in your brain. And that is like, I know this woman who was, you know, with this guy, and there were some real issues, but he was so handsome and he had so much money, you know? They fought all the time. They didn't agree on anything, and they really had nothing in common. They didn't do a lot of things together, but he was very handsome. He had a lot of money, so there was security there, and there was an attraction there. And I've seen men do the exact same thing. You know, I know men who overlook things. I've got friends who have overlooked things and moved in with women, and other men too who are gay. And there's this blinding red light, and yet they really want a relationship, or they really don't like to sleep alone, or they, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So understand that your mind is going to constantly try and renegotiate your no-goes, and it's important to have them. It is important to have them because it is your no-goes that allows you to simply write things off at the beginning and not waste a lot of time. That's the other thing that we need to remember, is that when it comes to negotiation and when it comes to relationships, time in means a weaker position. The longer you're in a relationship, the less likely you are to leave it. And so it is better for us to recognize early on. When I was first starting a business, when I was in my 30s, I had a motivational marketing company. That's not a big surprise, is it? And I read books on how to do direct mail. And it explained how people read direct mail when they open them. And I opened a piece of direct mail the other day, and it was exactly the same. Nothing's changed. And so what we do when we open a piece of direct mail, number one, they've got to get us to open it. That's the hard part. Our big no-go is opening junk mail. So they've got to make it not look Then when we open it, we don't read junk mail. We scan it. And we scan it looking for an opportunity to say no. In other words, I opened this. Now I'm looking at this. Can I say no to this as quickly as possible so that I can move on? And if we can't say no, what we tend to do is read the PS first, and then we go back and read the whole letter. We need to do the same things with the opportunities that are presented in our lives. We need to understand what are no-goes for us. What are unacceptables, as my friend John McClane says. What are your no-goes? And then stand by them. Be willing to reevaluate them if they no longer serve you. But overall, having them will serve you far better than not. All right, everybody, let's take a few minutes and check in. Tell us any questions, comments, or thoughts. Let's see who else joined us while I was talking here. Let's see. Linda says, morning, strangers. Miss being with you all every morning. I was going to say, Linda, what's happening? Did you find a better class of friends? That's an old Southern joke my dad used to say. Lynn Ballone says, good morning from Apopka. And Cynthia says, again, yes, Muggy in Kansas City. Cindy's here. Great to see you, Cindy. Cindy's part of our Complaint Free Life group. Complaint Free Life, I do a live video for them every single week. It is custom to them, and they also motivate one another. They also get videos and a workbook and audios, all kinds of stuff. So check out Complaint Free Meditation or ComplaintFreeLife.com for either meditation or the 21-day challenge. All right, everybody, looks like I'm not seeing any comments here, so I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye, because in 10 minutes, we're going to be meditating in our complaint-free meditation group. We do it live every morning at 8:30. It'll change your life. Be sure and join us if you can. Excellent message, says Michelle Doherty. Thank you. Michelle, I always appreciate how you always have something nice to say. Thank you so much. All right, everybody, make it a great day. Enjoy today. Tomorrow's Friday, and I look forward to seeing you. Bye-bye.